finding it hard to concentrate? Is there just too much noise and you need to take a moment? Do you have anxiety over your marriage or your family? Is your job driving you to an early grave? Life just getting too much to cope with? There's no need to worry. Just sit down, put your feet up, and have a wank.
So are you gonna do the umpires or the main guitar bit?
I'll do guitar. Okay. Is that okay?
Yeah. Umpa, 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 hello and welcome to the latest episode of Separate the Elite from the Chav with me, Harold Sakata, and my bunker buddy, Crispy.
Hello.
You joined us for a very special edition because we've escaped our fuel shortage, Brexit-ridden, COVID-19, Tory Britain-shielding bunker to the escapism of the cinema to see the 25th instalment of the James Bond saga, No Time to Die. Oh, that was Billy Eichmann going, No Time to Die. And also Daniel Craig's last outing as the eponymous British spy. I'm going to see it for the second time. So that shows you what I think. It's brilliant. This is Crispy's first time, but seeing as it's not even released in America for another, 3 days, you're still going to see it before the Americans, before the Yanks, Chris?
I'm quite nervous.
Yeah. So yeah, it'll be his first time clapping his eyes on Mr. Craig's bulgings by budgie smugglers. So join us as we reveal what we thought of. Shall we do it together? No time to die! Action!
My name is James Bond and I love to get plastered. I bang heaps of bitches cause I'm a smooth bastard. I tell them I love them, then I fuck off back to London on my jetpack. That's how I roll. I need heaps of gadgets cause I carry a shit gun. After killing my enemies, I like to make shit puns. Like the time I asked this guy who was crushed by a milk truck, got milk as he died. Because I'm suave, it's okay for me to act like a prick. I like to fuck up the towns that I visit, then let Russian sluts eat my dick. Because I'm suave, you can suck it. I'll ski on your lunch if I want. Take a stroll on the heads of some reptiles, then act heaps nonchalant. I've slept with Dr. Quinn, I've been to outer space. If you try to fuck with me, I'll mess up your stupid face with judo. I seem to get younger as I get older. I'm always being handed lots of important folders. This martini is shithouse, it should be a lot colder. Hey, bartender! like a pro. 839.
Well, we're back. We've seen it for the second time. Crispy's first. Well, it's still amazing the second time. It's got everything you want in a Bond, I think.
Yeah.
It's got brilliant stunts in it. It's got sexy Bond girls. One in particular, Chris.
The Cuban.
The Cuban, yeah.
She, a little bit. Yeah.
And I've written them all down here. the Ana de Armas. We won't say who she is, but cause we don't want to get. There's no, I mean, no spoilers in this, so don't worry. You've got Russians.
You've Italians.
Got Italians. You've got the classic cars. Mm. You've got a very good villain on an island.
Yeah.
An island.
A mysterious
there.
Island.
Yes. You can't go wrong. Right, but let's see what Lawrence. Yeah. Anyway, let's see what Crispy thought. What was your reaction?
I'm quite drained, actually. It was good.
Drained.
Emotionally.
In a good way, though.
In a good way. The photography was amazing. It's what I think you've got to see that on a big screen, definitely.
I didn't write down who was a director of photography. That's the only person I didn't write down. That I know it was written by the usual two of...
There's a lot of writers.
Neil Purvis... And Peter Purvis.
Peter Purvis.
I can't remember the other guy. Wade. Something Wade, isn't it?
Jeff
Wade. Phoebe
Waller.
Phoebe Waller Bridge.
Yeah.
Could you tell her bits in that?
I didn't actually until you mentioned it, but they've gone, you know, catering for autism, shall we say.
Yeah, it's the Bond for the Me Too generation. But put you off.
No.
Yeah, and there's even the old quip as well, like the Sean Connery quips in it.
Mm.
He does a few of those. You've got...
Double entendres,
yeah. And also, it was just... Even though it went on for 2 hours and... What was it, 2 hours and 45?
Was it? Whoa.
It didn't seem that,
no,
did it?
No.
It just went really quickly.
But you used it a little bit flabby.
On the second viewing, I couldn't really think about where you could really chop it down, really.
Just little bits at the beginning, nearly.
Maybe, yeah.
Just a bit of... It's nice to see Bond, though, like, chilling and being a bit normal for a change. And just have it all action.
Yeah, but it starts off all action. Does it, actually? Well, how did it start now? I can't remember.
The Italian...
So it's not all action, but it goes into all action. And then, you think you're going to see, at home with the Bonds, but that totally gets blown to shit.
It always does, doesn't it?
Yeah. But we need to pad this out, because we've only done 3.5 minutes.
I'm a bit disappointed in the lack of vegetables in it, though. They've all been banging on about broccoli all the time and that, but I did see Q steaming a courgette in it, and that is a fact. So there's no carrots, peas are out, but...
There's a revelation about Q, but we won't mention it. Did you catch it without saying it?
No, you'll have to tell me in a bit.
Okay. Yeah, there's a revelation about Q. And also, who would have thought that Judi Dench didn't die all the way at the end at all? She didn't die. She came back and she was actually Bond. He ripped his rubber face off. And it was Dame Judi.
Judi Dench.
Of York fame. Bond in York.
Where were that?
Did you not see that bit? You must have got when you went for a piss.
Right.
Piss about four times.
You cheeky bastard. I've damaged my bladder. Not going to the toilet for that.
And a shit. Come sat back down. He's like, yeah, I won't go in there for a while if I were you.
I'd never go for a shit in the middle of a film.
You won't go for a shit in a film? Or,
Especially a Bond film.
Or at school.
Go for it, no.
Have you been for a shit in the nightclub? That's always the worst.
No, I haven't. I don't think. Unless they were in a bad state, but...
Anyway, we digress. To be honest, I'm not a die-in-the-wool Bond fan. I always go to these... I've been to these recent ones, you know, so all the Daniel Craig ones. Always with a bit of like, oh, come on then, impress me. Do something different.
Hmm.
And generally they don't. Casino Royale was brilliant, and then it...
middling, really. And Skyfall is all right. Spectre was rubbish.
Quantum of Solace.
Quantum of Solace, that's terrible. But this one, it really just ticked all the boxes for me. I don't usually go and watch films twice. My wife doesn't know. She hasn't seen it once yet. I've seen it twice.
It's quite gritty and dark, I think. A lot of it's grey, the colours and
Lens. How much do you think of, because it started, like, this should have come out, it should have been released nearly 2 years ago. And they've just held on to it because of what's happened. But it should have been released the first time, and then they sacked Danny Boyle, who was the original director.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, and they brought in Mr. Fukunaga. I have to be careful I say that.
Yeah.
I don't really know his past.
I noticed towards the end it looked like a bit of a shoot 'em up game, like a computer game.
Oh, yeah, like GoldenEye. Yeah. Like, do you remember GoldenEye on 64?
Might have been a nod to that, but I thought straight away, is that the Japanese?
No, you can't spoil. There's going to be shooting in Bond.
The odd.
I love. There was a cameo. We can. This isn't a spoiler. There was a cameo of you, Dennis, which was quite funny.
Yeah, that was good. That. Don't say anything.
No, don't say anything. But yeah, you'll notice him quite there at the beginning.
He's got that smarmy smile.
Yeah, and it had the, and you know, like the pre, is it pre titles or is it post title? The song anyway, fit really well in with the film. Even though I'm not a big fan of Billy Irish, Billy Ocean. Billy Idol.
Get him back in my car. Get out of my dreams.
What car? Yeah, there's a few cars in it. The purists are like the older cars he drives, and then he has a new. And then he drives this battered, like, I say battered, my car's battered anyway, but like a 4x4.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's quite a good bit. Oh, yeah. What do you think of Mr. Rami Malek as Safin?
I'm very impressed, actually. I think he's a rising star, and definitely gets the right
rising star.
Well, yeah, he's done a few couple of high profile stuff, but he's still quite
he's really, really creepy looking in this, isn't he? But not like not it's still realistic. He doesn't look too creep. He doesn't look like it's really a bit like, you remember Two-Face on one of the
Batman.
The Batmans?
Yeah,
it's really fit. No, not that one, The Dark Knight Rises, is it?
Yeah.
That just looks really fake, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does not.
But his makeup's creepy but realistic.
It's hard, isn't it, that go back, tip your hat to the old Bonds, but modernising it. But I think they've done it really well.
And Blofeld's in it as well.
I love that.
Which I didn't know he would be in this.
Yeah,
I
agree with that.
I love Christoph Waltz.
A cracking actor.
Yeah. Even though he didn't have He didn't have a bald head.
No, but he had the scar.
Yeah. He did the old finger.
Coco.
Is there anything else we can say? Just go and see it, really, when you get the chance. I don't know when it's out in Mongolia, because we have got a few people listening from Mongolia.
Hey! Hello!
So, Mwangwe, shout out to you. I don't know what it's out. I hope they have one of those cool posters like they do for the African market.
The new Bond film.
Yeah, there will be one. There will be one.
Timings to die.
There's some twists and turns that you don't expect, but there's also stuff you don't expect that it's just you expect it warms you inside because. If you've never seen a Bond film before, you'd be entertained. If you're not orthodox. If you're a dyed-in-the-wool Bond fan, then this will please you as well.
And that bit as well. Couldn't believe it when. Oh, they're joking. I'm not gonna say.
And that bit as well.
Unbelievable.
And the beep and the when he goes beep like that. Let's start again. For Crispy, he loves a bit of 70s nostalgia. Rory Kinnear's in it. Yeah, so Mr. Willy Wonka's dad.
Yeah.
Not Willy Wonka's dad, whose dad is
Roy.
He? Roy. Roy Kinnear, Rory's dad. So he's in it again. There's Tanner.
Who's that? I like the new Q. It's good.
New Q? He's been in for 5 years. Has he done that? Three, is it?
He's looked about 14 now.
Yeah. what's he called? I've got it written down here, shouldn't I? Ben Whishaw, Mr. Paddington Bear. Sorry, kids, if you didn't realise that Paddington Bear was...
He said on the news that he wants the new band to be gender fluid.
Yeah, so anyway, I didn't... you don't know this, right, Chris, but... Crispy, I've been hanging about with James G. Wilson and Barbara Broccoli.
All right.
And they've exclusively revealed to me who they think they're going to have as the next band.
I know you're in the fucking on the shortlist.
No, it's not me. No. Thank you, I can see. They've never had a bald bond before. No, I've been told, this is on good authority, that it's going to be a job share between Mel and Sue, Bradley Walsh, and Paddy McGuinness, because they're on everything else. So...
True.
So they're gonna do it. It's gonna be all three of them. So when he's shagging, that'll be Bradley Walsh, because he's like the smoothie one, isn't he? Paddy McGuinness, when you want a bit of a laugh, so you know.
Hey, Money Penny.
Yeah, it'd be like he got a point. Yeah. And Mel and Sue for the women.
Yeah. I can see that job share. Yeah.
No, actually, let's be serious, right? Who would be, if you were them? Who would be your choice?
Out of them?
No, not out of them. Out of anyone.
I only thought about it.
I'll think about it now.
Oh, shit.
Fill it time.
It's got to be British, hasn't it?
It could be Australian. It's been played by Commonwealth actors. Because George Lazenby was Australian.
Right.
Part of the Commonwealth. So... I think the bookie's favourite is Idris, isn't it? But
Idris Elba.
He's too old now.
Definitely. You need someone young now.
Yeah.
I think even Matt Damon's knocking on now. He can't do it.
No, was he in the running?
No, but Bond Identity, that was like a new franchise, Bond thing.
I think they'll go right back. They'll go to like an unknown.
Yeah.
Or, you know, someone who's like in. Not Broadchurch.
Broadhurst.
The real. And yeah, Tom, don't make it Tom Hardy.
No.
It'll be shit. No, it'll be someone totally, you know, it'll be like the next Timothy Dalton, whoever the next Timothy Dalton is. You know, who's the next Timothy Dalton?
Pierce Brosnan.
No, he's done it before. It'll be that guy out of Bridgerton. Have you seen Bridgerton? There's the sexy young actor in that.
What about John Hamm?
John, nice. Right,
too old.
He's American. You can't. No, he's got a British. It's not going to be a woman. Like as much as I'd love for him to be diverse. It's just write a good woman spy then. Don't make James Bond into a woman.
No.
Okay.
Rowan Atkinson.
Johnny English. No. It'll be like take it really back to like I don't know. 30-year-old, even younger, maybe even that.
What about that Asian comedian? Which funny eye?
Romanesh Ranganathan. Again, he's on everything. He'll go to the bloody opening of it. Don't know that guy. He's on everything.
Yeah, true.
Sorry. It could be. What about the other guy? The other guy. Like, there's only two Asian people in the entertainment world.
There's more.
Cut that bit out. No.
It's four.
What's he called? Dev.
Dev Patel.
Yeah, it could. That's a good shout, Chris. Dev Patel. Yeah, I think it could be him.
Mm. Who knows? Yeah. It's an old British thing, isn't it?
But yeah, they said of the producers that they're gonna let Daniel Craig have his little celebration of his time in the limelight, and then next year they're gonna start looking for the next James Bond. So we'll hold our breath with bated breath. If that's the saying.
I think he's done very well.
Yeah.
Mr. Well, Craig. Wendy Craig's son. Yeah.
Mr. Craig's in Leeds, where Nick Bates from Emmerdale got kidnapped once.
Really?
Yeah, while he came out of there.
What, in the real life?
Yeah, in real life, yeah. They kidnapped him and then robbed his house while he was being held. Yeah. That's now, I don't even know what it is now. It's another nightclub now, but yeah.
Craiglands.
Yeah. Craig McLaughlin.
Who's that?
Do you remember? Hey Mona! Ching ching. Oh my good day, mate. I'm in Neighbours. And I think I was in I'm in Hawaii for a bit as well. And was he in Spooks? Was he the
Long Curly Hair?
Yeah. Oh no, we can't talk about him. He's been me too'd.
Oh,
yeah. Along with John Barrowman. I was going to mention John Barrowman. He could have been next Bond. But,
smarmy, you know.
But he's been taking his penis out, hasn't he? In front of people.
Just lobbing it
Why
out.
Why is it always the good ones that do that? Yeah.
No idea.
But yeah, because he could have flashed between being Scottish and American, because he could do both accents, can't he?
Yeah, there's a bit of a Bond thing about him.
But again, he's getting too old now. I bet he's knocking on for 60 now.
Yeah, he's got that rubbery face now.
Yeah, so that was our review of Time to Die. Time to Die. What would you call it?
Time to Die, she said.
Yeah. So that's us. We'll be back with a regular episode in about 4 years, probably, when we can be asked.
We get more than 10 lessons, think about it.
If you wanna drop us a message, do that. We'd always be glad of that. And when they always say like and subscribe, I don't know how you do that, but you know, that'd be good if you could do that. And we'll join you next time.
We'll go and do a bit of curb crawling now. Sorry, me too.
He always brings down the tone, doesn't he? Anyway, right. So say bye bye, Crispy.
Bye. See you later.
See you all later. Bye!
Hey yo, now then, Susie. Down in our coil oil, it looks like some twinders. We've got no coil and we're nearly down to cinders. If Bob Bailey comes, well, he'll never find us. Cos we're all down in coil oil, it looks like some twinders. Where's your dad? Hintin. Where's your man? Fintin. Where's your granddad? He's gone to the market, gets in a crab. He'd all see all say note. He talks up all pay note. If ever that's gonna do all for note, all let's do it for the same. He buy gum but I'm card. He buy gum but I'm card. And never been warm so left me bed. He buy gum but I'm card. Jack and Jill went uphill to fetch a bucket of water. Jack fell down and broke his bucket. Clatter, clatter, clatter. Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep. That's why she's done that. This week, Humpty Dumpty sat on wall. What would you sing if he didn't fall?